When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Valanciunas, three from straightaway off the rim, no good.
You know, he leads the league, and well, he's second now, but David, he's seven of his last 17 here in the last five, so hopefully that continues with him missing those threes.
Donovan starting the offense with the basketball. Conley flares out to the wing to get it. Can they get Donovan some looks off passes? Conley drives all the way to the window, lays it up and in. First time Mike Conley's played back-to-back games this season, but a home back-to-back, so a little easier than any travel.
You know how the Jazz got off to such a good start here last night in the first quarter.
Hart swings it up top to Graham.
Nice switch back.
Left wing to Jones. He's the rookie out of Alabama, not a lot of a shooter. Ingles guarding Ingram, and a foul on Joe on the opening possession. Here's going to be the big storyline. Last night, Brandon Ingram, when guarded by Royce O'Neal, shot 1 for 9. And Ingram picks up a foul, just couldn't move his feet. Ingram slices underneath. Gobert picks him up.
Nice job.
Valanciunas in the post. Ingles now defending. Turnaround jumper, good.
But the bottom line is that Joe Ingles did his job. He did get in front, in back rather, of Valanciunas.
Conley down the middle of the lane, puts up his right-hand floater and scores it. Mike is shooting with the elite of the NBA in the paint this year. Not going to the rim like he once did as a younger player, but making that one instead. 6-4. Here's Hart. Played at Villanova. It's kind of their leader, their vocal leader on this team. Left side, Ingram, their leading scorer. Ingram retreats out, takes a three over Gobert. It's an air ball. Valanciunas grabbing the rebound and loses it out of bounds. And that's part two of that storyline, is that if Gobert's got to guard Ingram outside, then guys are going to have to rebound. Donovan to the front court. He is struggling with his shot. He loops it to Conley. Open three, angle left is good.
Well, that play materialized very slowly, and I didn't think it was going to happen.
Ingram spins Ingles around. Gobert comes to help. Gobert defending Ingram. Lob up top, deflected by Donovan, out of bounds off the Pelicans.
That sand went off Josh Hart's fingers. Is that Ben Taylor?
Ben Taylor with a call. Our three officials tonight are David Guthrie in his 17th year. He's called 70 playoff games and 6 NBA finals, one of the best in the league. Ben Taylor in his 9th year is called 12 playoff games. And Jonathan Sterling in his 5th year, he's married to the Holzkamp, whose first name is escaping me right now. Conley's pass deflected. We had her as the official in Sacramento. High pick and roll, Donovan. Guarded by Herb Jones. Drives at Valanciunas. Corkscrews. Misses the layup. Rebound comes to Ingram. Transition for the Pelicans. Cross-court skip pass to Graham. Touches it up top to Hart. Hart drives the lane. Gets to the window and lays it up and in. 9-6. Jazz by 3. 8:51 left in the first quarter. Conley throws an automatic pass to the wing. It's overplayed by Hart and knocked out of bounds. Hart does a little bit of everything. He's their third leading rebounder. Their third leading assist guy. He's their glue guy. He's their Royce O'Neal. Herb Jones is a 6'9", 220-pound rookie that's guarding Donovan Mitchell. And he has had some of the toughest matchups in the league so far this year. His best performance was against Anthony Edwards when he held him to 2 of 12. Bogdanovich, who was brilliant in the first quarter the other night, pump fakes a three, fires in front, rims it. 9-6. Jazz by 3. Devontae Graham, 6-foot-tall point guard. Right wing to Ingram, their leading scorer, averages 22 a night. That's what he had last night. But it took 22 shot attempts. He fades back over Gobert in the lane and scores it. 9-8. Jazz by 1. Donovan to the front court. Double stagger, goes left to right. Comes back to the right, takes the three at the three-point line and misses badly. Came off the rim like a shot, like it was shot. Ingram, quick pick and roll. Gobert switches. Valanciunas in the post. Ingles posting, trying to hold position. They go down low to Valanciunas. It's stolen by Donovan. He's fouled by Graham. And Donovan threw the ball up from three-quarter court after the foul by Graham, and it went in. And Donovan's kind of chuckling, like, I can't make anything.
But I can make that.
And then I throw that up, and it goes in. And quite honestly, Donovan can't make much of anything right now. Donovan drives, ball fakes, open baseline jumper, good. Maybe that's going to be what popped the top off for him. He was 17 of his last 58 when he missed that shot, made that shot that didn't count. Here's Hart. Started his career in L.A., part of the Anthony Davis trade. Top to Graham at the city logo. Works the right side for an off-the-bounce three. Missed it. This is a really bad off-the-bounce three-point shooting team. They only made one all of last night. 11-8. Ingles off a Gobert pick and roll. It just hasn't worked yet this year, and they turn it over. Push ahead to Graham. Spins Conley at the lane. Coming from behind, Donovan tries to block it, but Hart outruns the rest of the Jazz for a layup, and Quinn wants a timeout. It's 11-10. Quinn's going to talk to Jonathan Sterling a little bit about Rudy rolling to the basket and being hooked. And we'll see if it yields to any calls in a minute. Timeout on the floor. Jazz lead at 11-10 on the Jazz Radio Network.
Utah Jazz Sound Flash.
We could all agree he's our best perimeter defender, versatility-wise. There's a few situations that we have to adapt to, and obviously with them not having Royce, it's just going to require other guys. Other guys got to be ready to step up, and you know, whoever that may be, everybody's going to maybe do it a little differently.
And he's just a heck of a basketball player. So I'm sure without him being in the lineup, they'll have guys that step up and fill that work, that role for them.
Royce O'Neal missing. Both coaches talking about it. Bogdanović backdoor cut. Just about loses it out of bounds. Has to save it out to Donovan. Donovan distributes it back to Bogdanović, who drives from the left side. It's fouled. We'll get two free throws. Early substitution from the Jazz tonight is different than it usually is without Royce O'Neal. So it'll be interesting to see the lineups tonight. But how about this one? Donovan Mitchell, Jordan Clarkson, Rudy Gay, Bojan Bogdanović, and Hassan Whiteside. I'm pretty certain this five has not been on the floor together this year. We'll confirm that in a minute, but first free throw from Bogey is good. Jazz lead at 12-10. Sound Flash was brought to you by New Skin, proud sponsor of the Utah Jazz. Discover the best you at newskin.usa.com.
Well, Rudy Gay has only been in five ball games, so I would say, David, you're absolutely right.
So you're
right.
Saying I wasn't, like, going out on a limb?
I would say you didn't go too far out on the limb, right.
Here come the Pelicans. They're a heavy passing team. They'll throw over 300 a game. Yes. Hernan Gomez is in the game. He had a brilliant game last night and has been really good recently. Ingram drives the baseline on Gay, forces a pass down low. It's a turnover. Gay picks it up. Outlets to Donovan in the black uniforms. With the gold 45 on the back as Donovan accelerates, puts it off the glass, misses. Rebound, Donovan, inside traffic. Retreats out, skips to Clarkson. Clarkson gets up on his tippy toes with Ingram defending, former teammates. Out to Gay for a deep three, swish. Rudy Gay, who's been shooting the three brilliantly at 56%, buried that one from 5 feet behind the line. 16-10, Jazz by six. 6:11 left. First quarter. Josh Hart. Ingram's their primary scorer still. He's on the floor. He catches the free throw line. Turnaround jumper with Whiteside popping at him is good. Ingram will take about 19 shots a night. He scores 22 points a game. Double stagger left to right for Donovan. Lobs it up inside traffic to Whiteside and he's fouled.
It's going to be Hart's second foul.
That's big. Right. Hart's kind of their glue.
6'5", you're absolutely right.
He turns over to Willie Green, and says, I'm good. Don't substitute me out.
They gave him the hand, right?
Yeah. That's Quinn Snyder wanting free throws. It is still Josh Hart's second foul, I believe. Yes. And he stays in the game. The long Jones guarding Mitchell. That's a little different than the way they started the other night. Clarkson loses the dribble, goes over his shoulder. He picks it back up and fires the three and hits. He literally moved. The ball didn't come with him. He turned around, grabbed it over his shoulder, and then shot the three. He just needs a little chaos. Graham off the bounce three, left side, no good. Long rebound gets tapped out of bounds, or loose ball rebound tapped out of bounds, Jazz ball. You'll hear me mention this throughout the night. The Pelicans, on the off the bounce three, take the second fewest of any team in the league, and they're 28th in percentage. It is just not something they have in their repertoire, and it actually makes it hard in this day and age to do some things offensively. It's largely why they're 26th in the league offensively. They did not have a good offensive game last night. They made just one in nine attempts last night. 19-12, Utah. Donovan is really passing the ball tonight. Gives to Bogdanovich. Guarded by Hart. Left-hand dribble. Attacking the tin. Fouled on the way to the rim. Devontae
like
Graham
that.
Is out yelling at Ben Taylor off the bench. The Pelicans bench really popped up pretty demonstratively to argue that call. Ben Taylor looked at him for a second, decided not to do anything about it.
How about Boyan driving so hard to the basket? He used his left hand going to the hole. We haven't seen much of that.
We have not. Though he really has gone to the basket more this year than he has in the past, Ron.
Yeah.
He's been really brilliant recently.
I really like it because it just tells me that he's not just settling and waiting for someone to kick it out so he can shoot a three-point shot.
Averaging 23 points a game over the last three. 21-12, early palindrome lead for the Utah Jazz. Hermann Gomez, right side Hart. Hart holds the left pivot foot. Top to Ingram, and Rudy Gay strips him. Rudy Gay with a steal, left-hand dribble to the rack. Wanted a call, didn't get it. Shot comes up short, hit net, no rim. Transition, Hart hands it off to Ingram. Smaller Donovan guarding. Ingram goes up, got the shot blocked, gives it off to Hermann Gomez, who flips it up and in. Watch Hermann Gomez tonight, Ron. He's brilliant at making himself available. And he seems to change where he is based on if Rudy's on the floor. He moved out to about 8 feet last night on Rudy. Donovan, left side, angle three, hit it. Donovan has hit two field goals tonight in five attempts. Hard drive, left side, Kira Lewis. Lewis is their backup point guard, second-year player, left side to Ingram. Ingram, 6'9", and an offensive foul is called down low on Hermann Gomez.
Yeah, he just kept backing Gay down, and then he takes his arms and wraps them around Gay as he's backing him toward the baseline.
Valanciunas comes back in. Garrett Temple playing on his 11th NBA team this year with the Pelicans.
Well,
that is quite the trophy case or the jersey room he's got. Bogdanovich flares out right, then attacks with a right-hand dribble, draws the foul, and finishes. He'll buy it. He'll get one free. Wow, Bojan Bogdanovich with a high level of aggressiveness to the rim tonight. Utah Jazz basketball is brought to you by Instructure, the makers of Canvas. Throughout the season, the Utah Jazz and Instructure will recognize 21 MVEs. Each one will get a visit from the Jazz Bear, $1,000 grant of personalized jersey and tickets to watch a Jazz game in a suite. Go to nba.com/jazz/MVE to nominate your favorite educator right now. Boyan, who had a great first quarter last night, is on his way again tonight. He has seven.
And don't forget how well he's shooting the free throw from the free throw line. 92%, sixth in the league.
Valanciunas shoots the three, misses. He's been averaging over 50% this year. Donovan quickly into the front court, pulls for three. Swish. Donovan Mitchell's got eight. He's also got two rebounds and four assists. 30-14, Utah. 9-0 run. Timeout on the floor for the Pelicans on the Jazz Radio Network.
Oh my! Utah Jazz Sound Flash.
Transition defense is obviously key. And regardless of what our transition defense is this year, I think if I was playing against us, I would also try and do that. The first thing is obviously getting back and setting our defense.
I was sprinting. You see, y'all seen how fast I was running? I just sprinted ahead. I seen, you know, kind of nobody picked me up. I mean, that's just making the right read. Like I said, it's just about trust and trusting your teammates.
Devontae Graham there talking about the play that won the ball game, and Joe Ingles and the Jazz transition defense, though. Not sure the Jazz transition defense was at fault on that one, but transition defense all year long has been a little bit of an issue for the Jazz. They've opened up tonight brilliantly. They lead it 30-14. 3:32 left here in the first quarter. Valanciunas to the post, guarded by Whiteside. He takes his left shoulder, bullying inside. Down low to Lewis. Right side to Jones, who's not a shooter. So he penetrates, pushes up a five-footer. It's no good. Whiteside rebounds. Outlets to Donovan. He's got the accelerator down. He's across the half court. He's at the three-point line. He holds it with one hand, gives to Bogdanovich, guarded now by Jones, their best defender. Right-hand dribble, pocket pass. Whiteside pushes up too hard. Battle for the rebound, and Jones has it. Ahead to Lewis. Donovan's back, leaves a straight line for Lewis to lay it up and in. 30-16. Donovan's got 8 points, two rebounds, and four assists. Left wing Clarkson, catch and shoot three, nailed it. Jordan's just about back. Yeah. You look at the numbers on Jordan, he's kind of back to where he was. Last five games, 41%, 35% from three. Right corner. Three ball for Alexander Walker. No good. Rebound tapped out loose. Alexander Walker gets his own rebound. Gets at the free throw line. He took it from the right corner. Hands to Temple. His three's no good. And the Pelicans open the night 0-7 from three. 33-16. Donovan to the front court. Donovan in and out dribble driving. Corkscrewing too hard with a layup. Valanciunas rebounds. Lewis on the push the other way. Bogdanovich, Euro fouls. That's the second foul by the Jazz with 2:10 left in the first quarter. You know, Ron, the funny
that's a
thing
good
about,
foul.
That is a good foul. Because the Jazz have actually talked about
10 seconds before
doing a better job of Euro fouling recently.
And it's 10 seconds before you were within the 2-minute zone.
Oh, yeah. Really good foul there. Might as well go for a steal here and commit another one, frankly. If you have the opportunity. Clarkson up tight on Alexander Walker, swiping at him, looking at him. Did exactly that. Doesn't get it. Now we're under 2 minutes. Alexander Walker works the left side, drives it to Gobert, puts it high off the window. Valanciunas tips it in. They don't call goaltending. Like, how do you not call that? Well, everyone in the building but two guys thought it was goaltending. And it was. Terrible call. Ingles yet to take a shot tonight on the pick and roll, and Temple holds Gobert on the roll. Second foul on Temple. It's interesting. Josh Hart stayed for like an extra minute, Ron, and then they pulled him, and you can actually, Josh Hart's lack of presence might be making, and two fouls might be having a bigger impact on this game than we would realize. Just the minute he left, they really began to fall apart a little bit.
I think those officials had in the back of their mind about the goaltending call that was made against Memphis.
Maybe, but I hope not.
I hope not as well.
First free throw from Rudy was good, which Ron always keeps an eye on, and the second is too. Ron, remind people your theory on that.
Well, when he has the range early, then he's going to have a pretty good night shooting free throws, and I always watch him when he extends. When he extends, that's when his tempo is much better.
He did not make his first ones last night and then went 5 of 10, missed a big one late. Valanciunas left side jumper is good. 35-20 Jazz. Clarkson coming around the horn. Now drives into the paint. Pushes up a right-hander and scores it. Jazz are the best team in the league in the paint outside the restricted area. They're also the best team in the league in the restricted area. Tight curl. Lewis to the basket. Rejected by Rudy. Ingles to the front court leading the break. Stops outside the three-point line. Holding ground, finds Rudy at the rim, goes up, gets it blocked. Outlet to Temple. Clarkson's back. Temple attacking Clarkson, puts it up off the window and in. 37-22, 48 seconds left. In the quarter, Jazz by 15. Conley working the top. He's had a nice first quarter, playing his first back-to-back of the season. snakes underneath the pick and roll, takes a tough turnaround jumper at the free throw line, misses. Valanciunas rebounds. Left wing, Lewis. Top, Valanciunas. Thinks about the three, Rudy closes. Right side, Jones, not a shooter, drives the lane, gets fouled. Rudy Gay got caught flat-footed as Herb Jones was given a wide-open lane. You don't need to. Now, Rudy Gay in 16 years has not ever seen Herb Jones and might not know the scouting report on him. He was a really nice college player. He was the SEC Player of the Year and SEC Defensive Player of the Year, and he actually played some point guard. He just can't shoot at all. Well, I mean, he can. It just never goes in. He can't make. We should rephrase that. And it's not that he can't make. He just doesn't make. Should we go with that, Ron? Like, instead of saying a guy can't shoot, should we just say he doesn't make?
That's a good way of putting it, David.
Free throw is good.
I'll go with that. But in the meantime, he can't shoot.
Fun one
but
tonight.
He's made 10 of his last 27 in the last five basketball games. So I'm
overall
sure.
Overall or threes?
Overall, he's 0-2 in the last five. I mean, yeah. He just doesn't shoot three-point shots.
37-23. Split the free throws. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Conley goes to the right wing, gives it to Gobert. Ingles comes to get it. They top lock him, so Gobert puts it on the deck, spins, fadeaway jumper off the window, no, as the quarter comes to an end.
First quarter is over. The
Jazz lead it, 37-23. The end of one on the Jazz Radio Network. Second quarter basketball coming, 37-23. Jazz up 14. They were really good in that first quarter. In fact, the offensive rating for the Jazz in that quarter, Ron, a 152. And the defensive rating, a 95. Let's just call that perfection. How's that? Mike Conley to the front court. Mike, fifth leading scorer for the Jazz this year. In his third year with Utah. Gives to Gobert, gets it back, comes off the pick to his left on a off-the-bounce three, no good. Loose ball rebound, Ingles jousting for it, battling it, can't control it. 37-23, Joe Ingles starting tonight in place of Royce O'Neal. Trent Forrest is in the game playing with Mike Conley. That's the first time this year. Quinn Snyder's going deep into his bag of tricks tonight without Royce. Here's Ingram, guarded by Gobert. Down low, Valanciunas, Ingles marking him, and he hooks it over him and scores. Last night, he scored two field goals over Royce O'Neal. They've already got two tonight. They are more prepared than they were a night before, but they're down 12.
Well, you'll take those little shots here.
In the corner, about to fall out of bounds. Tight
really deep in the corner.
To hold on, gives back to Gobert. Ingles comes to get it. This pick and roll has not gone well yet this year. Ingles fires a three and hits. And Joe gives a little point to Rudy Gobert. Nice pick. Joe Ingles' first shot of the night, and he buried the three. That's a big part of tonight's game. Jazz have got to get that pick and roll going. Hart, catch and shoot angle, left three, short. Rebound Ingles. Will the Jazz run?
More of a secondary break.
Another pick for Ingles. Comes off Gobert. Steps into another three. This one's off the back rim. Rebound comes down to Hart. Hart, left side, cut off by Clarkson. Back out to Valanciunas. He'll take that three, misses it. He came in at 54%, but he's 0 for 2. Here's Forrest, right side. Played 4 years at Florida State. Undrafted, pick up by the Jazz. He's attacking the rim, and he's fouled. Trent Forrest is a great story. The Jazz, he played a great preseason last year. And there was a case where, with COVID, him being undrafted made it particularly difficult for him to make a roster. There was no summer league. There was no real training camp. And yet he found a way to persevere through that. Maybe having played 4 years for Leonard Hamilton at Florida State really helped him. And now has the ultimate trust of the coaching staff that he'll do the right thing. Ingles, pick and roll with Gobert. Cross-court pass deflected by Brandon Ingram. Ingles forgot his legendary ball fake right there. Had he ball faked once to Gobert's roll and then gone to Rudy Gay, he would have got it there. He didn't do that, which he usually does. He's one of the best ball fakers in the NBA.
Yeah, that would have froze Ingram to the point where
Skip pass high to Forrest by Ingles, falling out of bounds. He gives to Clarkson. Four on the shot clock, no good. Rebound tipped out. Gay hands to Ingles, fires the three, swish. Joe Ingles with his second three. Assist Rudy Gay. Utah 43, Pelicans 25. Jazz have eight threes, Pelicans don't have any. Here's Ingram. Ball fakes a three, Rudy Gay defending. Pick and roll with Herman Gomez, Gobert switches to him. Satoransky right side, drives at Forrest, gets in the lane, hands off to Herman Gomez, push shot no good, tip follow with a left hand up and in by Herman Gomez. Willie Herman Gomez, they call him Billy. Big pick for Ingles, aggressively attacking, comes around, kicks to the corner, Forrest penetrates, lobs it high to Rudy, and we got an offensive foul as Forrest went over Willie slash Billy Herman Gomez. He's a really nice player. He was in New York, did a nice job. Was in Charlotte, did a nice job. He's kind of the guy that ends up on your third center, and you try. For a while, the Pelicans played Jackson Hayes, and he really struggled. And since they've added Herman Gomez back to the lineup, they've been much better.
Well, 6'11", and he can take it away from the basket. He's very good around the basket.
Satoransky drives, gets in the lane, behind the back pass to Herman Gomez, guarded by Gobert. He retreats out. Hands to Ingram. Ingram now attacks the baseline. Gives out to Satoransky. Pump fakes. Pulls to a 16-foot baseline J and it hits it. Brandon Ingram's not shooting at the rim if Rudy Gobert is anywhere in the zip code. That is clear. Ingles bounces it to Gay. Rudy comes off a Gobert pick. Goes behind the three-point line. Gets on his tippy toes and rocks it home. Rudy Gay with his second three of the game, and the Jazz have nine in the first half.
Boy, before tonight, he had made 10 of his last 18 in the last five ball games from the three-point line.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram driving. Gobert there, fades on the baseline, misses. Rebound Clarkson. Rudy Gobert is in Brandon Ingram's dish. And then we have an offensive foul on Rudy Gobert running the floor. Jason Hart got underneath him, and Gobert gets called for the foul. And Whiteside will check in.
Now, I thought that was one of those calls that they were supposed to do away with because he just steps right into the path there of Rudy running up and up the floor.
I think that's one of those calls where the referee's guessing. Saw something out of the corner of his eyes because I can't imagine they were watching that. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
This season, when the Utah Jazz score 111 or more points in a game, Jazz app users score a free Arby's Classic roast beef sandwich with the next day. Download the Utah Jazz app, turn on notifications, and visit utahjazz.com/scorebig to learn more. Nikhil Alexander-Walker drives in the lane, floats it, misses, rebound Gay. Near side for the 16-year veteran, Rudy Gay, gives to Donovan, breaks the 45, attacks the paint, kicks to Bogdanovich, rotates to Gay. Jabs right, goes left in the lane, hands to Whiteside, goes up at the rim and scores it. Pretty basketball.
That play we're talking about there, Chris Paul was probably the person that did it the most.
To the basket, Alexander Walker coming right to left across the lane, and Whiteside fouls him. Sean Whiteside driving a unique automobile tonight. Six-wheeler.
So that was his vehicle in the back.
That
I was wondering who that belonged
that's
to.
That's his six-wheeler there. He's got four wheels, got it out of Miami. He said it took him a long time to get it. I asked him about it today.
Massive car, truck.
Some Jeep, people have massive vehicles here today.
You could probably put an 18-wheeler bed on the back of that.
I don't know. Mm. You got a problem with big cars today? Big vehicles?
I don't have a problem with yours, David. I haven't seen it yet. But
I took a few parking spots today.
That you just
48-31.
Did something that a lot of us get upset about, taking two or three parking spots for your vehicle.
They told me to take multiple parking spots in my vehicle today. Jordan Clarkson in the lane, double clutching, getting creative, scores it. I was having lunch today with Antonio Daniels of the Pelicans, and we were talking about players who are creative on their way to the basket and those who get the ball and just do what they practiced in the gym, regardless of what's going on around them. Herman Gomez, beautiful ball fake, Whiteside bites, and then Herman Gomez dunks. Jordan Clarkson is the ultimate, like, just plays the music in his head and reacts to what the beat is. Donovan driving one-on-one off the glass and in. Oh, and Donovan gave me "You're Too Little" to Kyra Lewis. Josh Hart, right side three, short. Pelicans still don't have a three tonight. They're 0 for 10. Jazz by 19. Donovan, rise and fire, three, good. From about 27, Donovan said last night, he's taking too many long threes. That one was long and it was perfect. Timeout on the floor, Jazz by 22, 55-33 on the Jazz Radio Network. Utah Jazz on fire from behind the arc, have 10 threes. The Pelicans have zero, and therefore the Jazz lead at 55-33. Time now for this day in history. It was 1989. The Jazz played the then New Jersey Nets. Karl Malone had 22 points. Thurl Bailey had 16 points. They both combined for more defensive rebounds, I don't have how many, than the Nets had the whole game. And the Nets shot 25%, 105-68. We brought you back to one of the most boring games probably in the history of the Jazz.
So franchise. That would have been the New Jersey Nets.
That was the New Jersey Nets, yes. Right wing, Alexander Walker. He's their version of Clarkson. Comes off the bench, shoots a lot, moderately efficient. Fading back on the right side, missing. Rebound tapped around. Donovan has it. Donovan's really bringing it tonight. Donovan spins. Donovan crosses over. Donovan through his legs. Donovan to the rack. Donovan lays it up and in.
Whoa. He's got the motor running tonight.
15 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Ingram, 3, left side. No, the Pelicans continue to their 3-point shooting drought. Pelicans are like a shopper that every time they look for something, it's sold out right now. Here's Clarkson off a Whiteside pick. Takes a left-hand drive into the lane, tightrope in the sideline. Throws it high. Donovan somehow catches it. Bullets it up top to Gay. Rudy Gay working on Ingram, but at his own pace. And then shoots the 3. Hits! Oh, Rudy Gay! Don't do me like that! An 11-point, or excuse me, an 11th three-pointer of the game for the Jazz, a 27-point lead. Alexander Walker, left corner 3, no, they're 0 for 12. Here come the Jazz again. Black uniforms with the city colors on the city floor. Donovan works off a Rudy Gay pick, finds Whiteside on the roll to the rack, lays it up and in. They are throttling the Pelicans right now, 62-33. Quinn Snyder said consistency before the game. We've had moments. Can we do it for a whole run? Right now they're doing it for a whole half. Graham driving. Wild shot. No foul on Whiteside. You know one thing I like about tonight, Ron? This might be really, and maybe a player can criticize me for this comment, and so maybe this is not fair. There's a few players in the league, when the night's over, you're like, they had nothing left. Giannis, Russell. I don't feel like our guys have been that way. I don't think our guys have been going to the locker room in past games having used all of their available energy. David, there's a few guys tonight that have very little left right now.
That is a great analogy there by you. Why? Because I've always felt that way. If you're not tired after a basketball game, especially if you're a starter, then you didn't play hard.
Like Donovan just got bumped and took it. Opportunity to go sit out for a second and catch his breath. He's giving everything he has tonight.
You know, coaches give players rest. They give them days off. And Quinn's been very good at that this year. So there's no reason for you not to go out there and give that 110%.
Jazz are 11 of 16 from three tonight. Donovan working, comes off the pick to the left, snakes underneath, attacks Valanciunas to the rim, offensive foul on Donovan. Shoved off with a left arm into the chest of Valanciunas. Pretty aggressive move by Donovan. Did put a shoulder and elbow into him.
He's getting real crafty, dribbling in traffic tonight. Hasn't had it stripped.
Alexander Walker right side. Ingram comes to get it. Ingram takes a top of the key jumper and hits. That's too easy. 62-37. Brandon Ingram is 3 of 7 tonight for 6 points. Donovan has 15. Clarkson 10. 9 from Rudy Gay as he takes a drive here to the right. Comes back to his left. Gets to the elbow. Step back jumper, no good. Rudy Gay is 3 for 5. Graham in the lane. Right-hand floater. Good. Quinn Snyder timeout. And Quinn's going to go talk to Jonathan Sterling about one of those calls a moment ago. Quinn's really working the officiating tonight. 62-39, Jazz lead it on the Jazz Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? Tyler Fountain here with Jordan Clarkson for today's player profile, and he just gives us a little insight about where his creativity and inspiration for fashion comes from.
Probably the biggest one for me, probably Pharrell, like big time. Like Pharrell did like everything. He kind of started up. Like I feel like he started it all. To be honest with you, know everything he wore was just fire. It kind of just went off scale for him. And, you know, he's still doing it at an old age.
A little look into Jordan Clarkson's view of the world. Special dude. It's all brought to you by PetSmart. PetSmart has anything your pet needs, however you need it, score food, treats, toys, or more when you shop 1,600 stores, PetSmart.com or on the app. 62-39, Jazz lead it with 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Donovan splits the double team, no look pass down low, but right to Herb Jones, that's a turnover. And Mike Conley fouls Jones before they can get the fast break going. Tonight's game brought to you by America First, the official credit union of the Utah Jazz. With financial products and tools designed to help individuals, families, businesses succeed. It's easy to see why there's Utah's number one credit union. Become a member today at AmericaFirst.com. 62-39, Jazz lead it. Valanciunas at the top. Originally drafted by the Toronto Raptors, was traded for Marc Gasol, a major piece for the Raptors championship. Back to Herb Jones. Here's Alexander Walker, always looking to shoot. Swings it up top to Jones. His left-handed three is no good. And the Pelicans are 0 for 13 from three. Rudy grabs the rebound, somehow lost the ball. It squirts out to Graham. Graham gives it to Alexander Walker. Down low to Valanciunas.
Bully move.
Bumping and backing on Gobert. Has to throw out to Jones. Rotates to Alexander Walker. Catch and shoot three, no good. And Valanciunas, frustrated with Rudy, hooks him. And a foul called on Valanciunas as they were running the floor the other way. Joe has a little something to say to Valanciunas. Valanciunas points at Joe. I'm not sure, we'll see what happens there, but Valanciunas is a very large man, so I could probably guess that he was saying, come talk to me about it, instead of walking away. High pick and roll, Conley and Gobert. Conley accelerates, kicks to Donovan, catch and shoot, left corner three, no good. Herb Jones is really long, 6'9", 210, guarding Donovan. Here's Ingram. He's their leading scorer. On a given night, he'll take the most shots. His pass deflected by Rudy, run down by Herb Jones. Jones is their best plus-minus player, believe it or not. Inside to Graham, wraparound pass goes out of bounds. Seems really strange that would be a rookie. But a second-round draft pick rookie at that. 62-39, 2:35 to play second quarter. Mike Conley has 7 points playing his back-to-back games. Is this a zone? Might be. Well, if it is, it left Bojan Bogdanović wide open in the right corner on just his third shot of the night. He misses the three. 62-39, Jazz by 23. Ingram works the right baseline. Retreats out, has Gobert tethered to him. Top to Graham, Donovan's high school classmate. Down low to Valanciunas, hooks it over Bogdanović and in. They're more alert on that tonight, getting it down low to Valanciunas than they were.
Yeah.
And an 8-0 run by the Pelicans cuts the Jazz lead to 21. Jazz did not close the first half well last night. Zone defense is what it is. Conley snakes underneath the zone, gets to the middle of the floor, kicks to Donovan, breaks the 45 with an aggressive drive, high off the window and in. 17 in a brilliant first half of basketball from Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, that was the go and catch.
Graham, chested to Hart, rotates to the corner to Herb Jones. Bogdanović gives him space. Ingram's their main guy. He'll take 19 shots tonight. Then Valanciunas is their second choice. Ingram dribbling, loses the ball. It ricochets over to Jones. Jones caught in the air out to Graham. Back to Ingram, driving into Ingles, fading back as the shot clock sounds. He misses.
Best rebound rotation Joe. They've had tonight, don't you think?
Probably. They've done a lot of things well tonight. It's really fun to see. Donovan splits the double team. Valanciunas comes to him. Donovan gets to the free throw line, fades back with a jumper, misses. 23-point lead for the Jazz. Transition wall built. Hart gets denied. And then Mike Conley reaches around and fouls. Team foul on the Jazz is their fourth. First in the final 2 minutes. It's worth the risk. Jazz three-point shooting night, 11 Pure Ascent threes, brought to you by Pure Ascent. Pelicans zero. 64-41. Ingram off the pick. Gobert. Ingles stays on it. Swings back up top to Graham. He'll rise and fire for an off-the-bounce three. No good. Jones, offensive rebound. Gets caught in the corner. Graham down low. Valanciunas at the rim. Slam dunk. And the Pelicans continue to whittle away at the Jazz lead. It's still 21, though. Donovan has 11 here in the second quarter. He splits the zone defense, gets in the lane, two-foot jump, kick-out pass Bogdanovich for three. No, rebound tapped around, out of bounds off the Pelicans. Rudy Gobert would not relent. Jazz will inbound. This is the play they often run right back to Don, but with 14 on the shot clock, and 27 in the quarter, they might run something a little differently. Gobert hands it to Don in the corner. He turns the corner on Jones. Comes up the weak side. Valanciunas with him and blocks the shot. 7 of 14 for Donovan in the first half tonight. 17 points. Shot clock's off as Devontae Graham, who was in Charlotte, signed as an offseason free agent to replace Lonzo Ball. And we have a whistle on Joe Ingles off the ball. So that'll give him free throws with 5.6 seconds left. Wow. I mean, Joe did ride Brandon Ingram off his route, but considering the amount of physicality we've seen this year, that seems surprising that that would be a foul call. Particularly when it's on us. I mean, come on. Mark Miller Subaru wants you to love your car buying experience. That's why I developed Promise Price. Promise Price is truly exceptional customer experience. Come experience our commitment to Promise Price at either location or start your purchase online at markmillersubaru.com. We know you'll love the experience. Ingram makes the first free throws. Jazz have a play call. They run out of this circumstance. It sends Mike Conley and Joe Ingles to the far corners on the offensive end. Ingram's second free throw is good. Ingram now has 8 points. Donovan inbounds. He'll get it right back. And now he'll come up the front court, across the half court with two. Bounces to Conley, but it's intercepted by Herb Jones. And the half comes to an end. Utah by 19. The three-point shooting discrepancy is something else. The Jazz have 33 points on threes, and the Pelicans have zero. Wow. Jazz by 19 on the Jazz Radio Network. I can't imagine many teams have started a game with 20 straight misses. Because frankly, it has to be in this era, because if you missed about 10 in a row, NBA coaches would have stopped you from shooting them many years back. Driving is Ingram. Whiteside comes over, alters the layup, and Valanciunas tips it up and in. Left corner, Clarkson three, no good. Rebound grabbed by Hart. 83-54, 4:33 left in the third. Jazz by 29. Hart, bounce pass down low. Good help defense by Gay. Going down the ground as Hermann Gomez grabs it. Picked up by Clarkson before he can be fouled. He leaves it for Bogdanovich, who puts it off the glass for Donovan, who hammers it home. Oh, we're having fun tonight. Bogey left it off the glass for Don, and he dunked it.
Boy, he looked over his right shoulder and saw that Donovan was trailing the play. What a quick decision, though. And the crowd loves it.
Timeout on the floor. 87-54, Jazz leading it by 33 on the Jazz Radio Network.
The NBA now.
Just 2 years of not playing in an NBA game, you got to taper down the big expectations of scoring 37 in a quarter or 14 threes in a game. I plan on doing that again, but who knows when? It's tough to say.
5:54, 4:16 left in the third. That's your NBA now. The Jazz lead it here. 85-54, 4:13 left. driving Alexander Walker, and he's fouled by Whiteside. Two, at least that we're aware of. Because the Denver Nuggets in a game once went 0 for 22. That's hard to believe. So Denver once went 0 for 22, so that would be, by definition, 22 straight misses to start and finish a game. I also would guess that it might end up with, at 23, would be the record. Pelicans have gone deep into their bench now as Trey Murphy III, the rookie from Virginia, is in the game trying to guard Rudy Gay in the post, and he fouls him. It is 85 to 56. The Jazz are 14 of 25 from three tonight. The Pelicans are 0 for 20. The half-court offense of the Jazz has been masterful. The half-court offense of the Pelicans has been putrid. And that's really the night.
Last night after three quarters, Pelicans had 72 points.
They have 56 right now, Ron.
56 points.
By the way, the Jazz are doing some crazy shooting things. That they're 13 of 20 on above the break threes. So there's actually statistical norms going funky on each direction right now. 86-56. Jazz by 30 as Rudy Gay splits the free throws. Right wing. Working in the lane is Alexander Walker. Down low, it's Hermann Gomez, who had Clarkson on his pin. ...86-58. Clarkson drives the left hand into the paint, fading back, air balls. Whiteside grabs the air ball out of the air and dunks it. Back up by 30. Kyra Lewis pushing. He played 6 minutes in the first half. Gets to the window. Whiteside swats it, but that was off the glass. So that's goaltending is what that means.
Now that's why when you drive into the basket with shot blockers, you're trying to put the ball on the backboard early. Sometimes it means you might have to hit the backboard going up with the ball going up softly.
Donovan, who was brilliant to start tonight, has 21.7 rebounds, 7 assists. Last regular season triple-double by a Jazz player, Carlos Boozer, gets the Seattle Supersonics. They don't exist any longer. If you want an idea of, in fact, many children listening to this program just said to their father or their mother, who are the Seattle Supersonics, and who? What's this man speak of? 88-60, Jazz by 28 as they turn it over. Hermann Gomez gives it up top. Alexander Walker for three on a great look, and he hit it. The first one in 21 attempts. And the crowd must have been aware because there's a lot of groans in the building. And Quinn Snyder wants a timeout. 88-63 on the Jazz Radio Network. Contract with the Bobcats, and then they sign him for a contract to the rest of the season, and that all happened in a span of 2 years. He then signs as a free agent the next year with Miami, and they waive him. Then he signs with the Washington Wizards in 2012 on Christmas Day, and he plays out a season.
And I was looking at his tenure in the NBA, and I was wondering how he's played with 11 teams.
Those don't even count
years.
Those teams. Those teams I just counted don't even count because he got waived. And now he's made $37 million. Which is incredible.
It is, really is.
90 to 65, 25-point game here with 1:24 to play. Jump ball on the wing. It'll be jumped up between, I don't know who, because no Jazz player is going to the middle of the circle and no Pelican player is going to the middle of the circle. Rudy Gay and Trey Murphy III. So therefore, Rudy Gay is jumping it up against a 19-year-old and may think this is unfair. Trey Murphy, I take it back, is actually 21. 17th pick of the draft. And Rudy Gay taps it twice, the second time to Clarkson, and the Jazz have it. Six on the shot clock. Clarkson corner three, swirls out. Clarkson ends up in the front row. Two women save his life. No, they didn't, but they can tell the story. Lewis, three the other way, no good off the bounce. They still don't have one of those tonight, and the rebound goes off the shot clock. Jazz by 25 with 108 left. This game has lost any flow. That's what happens when you're up by 25. Pelicans, oh, their 1-3 wasn't off the bounce? One of seven tonight, one of nine last night at off the bounce. They're not 28th in the league in off-the-bounce three-point shooting. Oh, Conley right down the lane. Kicks to Rudy Gay. Left corner. Crowd comes to their feet as the ball goes through the cylinder. Left corner three for Rudy Gay. And the Jazz are back up 28. That is the Jazz. And left side, Garrett Temple hits a three. Pelicans second of the game. They call it a two. Jazz have 15 threes now. And Rudy Gay is 4 of 4. Clarkson driving, dribbles it off Lewis's foot. Rudy Gay came into the night leading the Jazz at 56% three-point shooting and is now 4 for 4. I'm assuming he's going to regress to something at some point, but this is amazing. Ingles, three left side, and he's fouled on it. Jazz are having fun tonight. They have not looked like they're having fun in the past. Rudy Gay came into the night 10 of 18 from three. He's now 14 of 22 on the season from three. That is 65%, people.
So do you think now, because of the way the Jazz use their offense and use their players, the position they put them out there on the floor, and you notice his looks are uncontested. I mean, they're not getting challenged that much. So maybe that three-point percentage is not sustainable, but it won't regress down to 34%.
38%. I love your optimism, Ron Boone.
Just throwing that out there and hoping that I'm right.
Oh, we got 30-point bell on a busy night of action. Nice. Joe Ingles makes the first free throw. Let's find out who it was.
And finds Russell, corner three.
D'Angelo Russell. With a corner three, they win it in three overtimes. 96-69. Great win. Crazy game against Philadelphia. Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris return. Minnesota's good. Right side three from Alexander Walker is an air ball. Rudy Gay comes up with it on the near side with 18 seconds left in the quarter. Hands to Conley, teammates in Memphis. Mike's at the state logo with the basketball circle waiting for a Rudy Gay pick with six. Drives with the left hand out in front. Gets down to the baseline. Retreats out with three. Fires the three. No. Rebound Gobert. Back up. Too late. Utah 96. Pelicans 67. Timeout on the floor on the Jazz Radio Network. 96-67. Jazz with it. Excuse me. Pelicans with it. Satoransky. Gives to Herman Gomez. Back to Satoransky. Left baseline, double clutcher, no good. Rebound Herman Gomez. Saves it out to Temple. Gives to Satoransky. Floater in the lane, no good. Rebound Gobert. Jazz have dominated this one really from the get-go, Ron.
They really have. I mean, got off to such a great start in that first quarter, knocking down 6 of 8 three-point shot attempts. And right on time, Jordan Clarkson knocks down one.
And the Jazz now have 16 threes as Jordan Clarkson hits one. The Jazz are 16 of 29 from three. And the league's best offense is dominant tonight. Floater by Temple, no good. Rebound Gay. No Royce O'Neal tonight for the Jazz. Rudy Gay trying to dribble through traffic. Lost the ball. Garrett Temple picks it up. Goes the other way with it. Herman Gomez, cross court, Alexander Walker for three, good. That is the Pelicans' second three of the game in 25 attempts. Alexander Walker has both of them. Jazz Jazz have 6 players in double figures tonight. Your Zions bank starters, Donovan, 21. 15 for Conley, 12 for Ingles, 11 for Bogdanovich, only 4 for Rudy. Rudy pops the middle lane, takes one dribble, goes to the basket, is fouled hard by Hermann Gomez. The Jazz also have 17 from Clarkson and 13 from Gay. No Royce O'Neal tonight. And the Jazz have really battled through their do-everything guy not being there. Offensive rating for the Jazz tonight is a 132. And the thing about the Jazz offense, which wasn't very good last night, as Rudy Gobert goes to the line, is the Jazz offense is number one in the league. But they're number one in the league in so many different ways, Ron. They're number one in the league in 3 points attempted. They're taking 13% of their shots as corner threes, which is the most in the NBA. They're number one in the league in short mid-range shots, as Rudy Gobert misses both free throws. At 46%, they're number one in the league in long twos as Satoransky Bogarts Conley into the lane and makes it a 25-point Jazz lead. They take the fewest non-restricted area twos in the league, and they are the number one offense, and it will only be increased tonight. Conley driving high off the window above the square, lays it up, and then Conley steals it, goes to the corner, fires the three, and hits. Oh, Mike Conley, don't do me like that. .104-72, 5 quick ones for Conley. Alexander Walker pivoting on a foot as he sees Gobert and nowhere to go. Hermann Gomez working inside, Gobert strips it. Off his leg, picked up by Gay. Pushed to the corner to Clarkson, fires the three. Pow! It's on! And a foul.
When it's going good, it's going good.
They're rolling tonight.
They're
the numbers rolling. Are going to be through the roof. Jazz are now 18 of 31 from three. With 9:26 to play.
Clarkson. Who had a great year last year from the free throw line at 89%.
Misses that one there. Satoransky bounce pass down low. Hermann Gomez hooks it over. Gobert misses. Rudy rebounds. Clarkson to the front court. Ingles in the wing. Off a double stagger. Satoransky stays tethered to him. He shakes him. Clears himself. 4-3. Oh, my goodness. It's getting silly now. .110-72. Alexander Walker misses. Clarkson rebounds. And the Utah Jazz are walking toward a franchise record. Rudy Gay, right baseline. Jay, no, airballed it. Corner three for Herb Jones, no good. Back tapped out. Garrett Temple gives to Satoransky, gives to Alexander Walker. One dribble, and then he shoots and misses. And the rebound out of bounds off Gobert. The Pelicans, after that flurry of misses, is now 2 of 28 from 3. .817 to play. Pascal comes in. Mia Oney is in. Trent Forrest is in. Jazz feeling comfortable. And if you missed it, Udoka Azubuike subluxated his ankle. Same injury as a year ago as Satoransky drives the lane, misses a wild layup and a shot clock violation. So we will not see Azubuike. Jazz are running away, 110-72. Gobert down low, drop step, spins, dunks. And now Rudy's in on the party.
They tried to run that play earlier, and it was blown up. This time they were able to get it.
Willie Green wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. 112-72. 13-0 run. My abacus tells me the Jazz are up 40. And I think I'm right on the Jazz Radio Network.
Your game summary, presented by America First Credit Union on the Zone Sports Network.
Out of a drive, ball fake, open baseline jumper, good. Out to Gay for a deep three, twist, ahead to Lewis. Donovan back, leaves a straight line for Lewis to lay it up, and then tight curl, Lewis to the basket, rejected by Rudy. Gay hands to Ingles, fires the three, swish. Picked up by Clarkson before he can be fouled. He leaves it for Bogdanović, who puts it off the glass. Bogdanović, who hammers it home. Oh, we're having fun tonight. 12-72. That's your America First game summary brought to you by America First. Jazz by 40. Oney, Forrest, Whiteside, and Jared Butler on the floor. And Jackson Hayes in. Gets to the basket, fouled by Butler, and scores. Jazz have 19 threes, Ron. This is a crazy, I have a crazy note for you. Our next three will be the 24th time in franchise history that we've had 20 threes in a game. All but six of them have happened in this calendar year. Let me say that again. If we get another three, as Whiteside's in the post, this working one-on-one on Hayes, puts the shoulder down, jump hooks up short, rebound comes down to the Pelicans. It'll be the 24th time in franchise history that we've had 20 threes in a game. All but six of them have happened in this calendar year. Jackson Hayes hits a three straight away.
Jackson Hayes comes in and...
Well, he is not so pleased about being benched for Hernan Gomez. Jared Trent Forrest drives in the lane, puts up a floater, scores it. Alexander Walker driving, loses it. Oney has it, out to Pascal. Big Euro step to the rack, finger roll layup comes up short, gets his own rebound and corrects the miss. 116-78. Marshall to Satoransky, back to Hayes. Sato and a foul by Butler. That's two on Jared. .617 to play. Jazz lead it by 38. Jose Alvarado checks in. Alexander Walker's done. And the Jazz miscommunicate and a back cut on the inbound for a layup. .116-80. Butler working the right side. He'll fire and he hits. Crowd loves it.
Well,
Jared had 30 in a G League game the other day.
Yeah, so I think he may have learned a lot by going down there.
Top
playing
to
in the G League.
Left hand drive on Pascal, and that's a foul on Eric.
Learned a lot, meaning learning the system and getting a chance to play a significant amount of minutes to make a mistake, and then, you know, all of those things that, well, that's the reason they have a G League.
Hayes shoots another three and hits another three. .118-83. Quinn pointed out a lot of it's for conditioning, right? Like the three-on-three games they try to play is one thing, but this is just so much better to actually play 35 minutes of a game. Forrest gets in the lane, draws a foul. It's 118-83. By the way, great holiday deals going on at the Jazz Team Store. Make sure you check it out. UtahJazz.com or JazzTeamStore.com. Forrest, beautiful jab, right, go left, kicks it in, out to Butler. Butler's in the lane, floats it up short. Loose ball, rebound, Hayes. Satoransky tries a behind-the-back in-traffic pass. You can guess how that finished as a turnover. Here come the Jazz. Hassan Whiteside at the basket, scores it. Whiteside kind of has to play all these minutes tonight because with the injury to Udoka Azubuike, the Jazz don't have another center. By the way, don't miss out on Cyber Monday Ticket Pack. Get tickets to see the Clippers and the Hornets in December for only $27. Call or text 801-355-DUNK or visit UtahJazz.com to buy your tickets now. 121-83, Alvarado losing his footing, swings it out to the wing. Marshall for three, it's an air ball. I mean, I'm totally mystified by something here. Unless I'm not seeing him. Why? Oh, he is on the floor. Trey Murphy the third. There we go. Butler working on Murphy. He went to Virginia. Down low to Whiteside. Gets it down low. He's fouled. And Hassan will get two free throws. Hassan's could pad some numbers in this kind of circumstance. Elijah Hughes is the only Jazz player who has not played tonight. So the Jazz won, or they could go to Pascal as a center and let Hughes come in. Free throw's good. Probably good for Whiteside to get some conditioning. Pascal to get some conditioning as well. Guys that will be in the rotation and play at different times during the season. Hassan's first free throw is good. His second one is no good. He reaches way above his head, almost like beyond stretching to the sky. And then shoots the wrist flip, and it's short. Driving, Marshall, Whiteside there defensively, and we have a foul on Whiteside.
One thing Whiteside doing, I'm trying to figure out why he draws so many fouls. He doesn't necessarily block shots out of the air as much. So that's the reason he has so much body contact.
He never stays vertical, right? Like,
right.
He moves, like on that one, he very clearly fouled him.
Yeah.
He jumps into the guys
exactly. All
the time.
Exactly.
You know what it reminds me of is, remember how Jazz fans thought Dante was always getting robbed on foul calls? And if you actually watch Dante, he was always stepping into the player's route, and that's why he was getting called for the foul?
Exactly. That's what you see with Whiteside blocking shots.
One, he's a very good weak side shot blocker. Like, he comes over from the far side, he's so long. He's not as good when he's trying to stop the play. Forrest, pass to the wing to Butler, goes by Butler and out of bounds.
And here comes
Elijah Hughes, who had a big game the other night for the G League Stars. Jackson Hayes fires his third three of the game. So Jackson Hayes just sat on the bench and watched his team go 2 of 28 from 3, and Hayes has come out and has 12 points in the quarter and has hit threes. He's 7 feet tall, by the way, out of Texas.
Whoa.
And a big hard swing through by Whiteside, and that's an offensive foul.
What about took Jackson Hayes' head off there?
Hayes has been a bit of a disappointment for New Orleans. They were...
Tell you, that was with the ball.
Yeah, hit him with the ball in the face.
Yeah. Not intentional, but...
Elijah Hughes comes in. Trent Forrest goes out. Hughes driving, and Whiteside commits another foul.
That's going to be it. My numbers are right.
That is it.
No.
So Trent Forrest will check back in. So Forrest will check in. Whiteside is fouled out. Black Friday deals are happening now at the Jazz Team Store. Save up to 50% of your favorite Jazz gear with discounts on jerseys, hats, and tees, outerwear, and more. Shop now at jazzteamstore.com. Jackson Hayes makes the free throw. And everyone sits down, hovering and hoping for Chick-fil-A. SafeLight Auto Glass is proud to present this year's Master the Glass Rebound Program at the end of the regular season. SafeLight will donate $5 to this year's leading rebounder. Free throw's no good. Offensive rebound by the Pelicans and a foul on Oni. Tonight, your leading rebounder, Rudy Gobert with 8. Rudy Gobert had a stretch of, I think it was, I'll have to check. Rudy Gobert had a stretch of 7 straight double-doubles. Tonight's going to be the first time in a long time he wasn't doubling anything.
Yeah, only one field goal. Oh, yeah, 2 field goals. Yeah.
He's only taken 7 shots in the last 2 games. 7 players in double figures for the Jazz tonight as they've hit 19 threes. Pelicans are 5 of 32. Jazz are 19 of 31. Butler, one-hand pass. Oni, 3, no good. Jazz by 32. Alvarado to the wing to Marshall for another 3, and the Pelicans are adding on to their numbers in irrelevant manners. 10-0 run. Full court pressure. Pascal driving, dribbles it off Jackson Hayes' foot. Marshall dancing. Satoransky, $10 million player, playing in garbage time. Ron Boone, Sato's making $10 million. Just thought I'd point that out for you. Nice move. Marshall lays it up and in. Every now and then there's a player that's making massive money in the old-timers. It really it gets under their skin, and they're like, man. So, by the way, Ron, Satoransky, $10 million. $10 million.
It's a lot of money. And since you want to.
Not for his career, for the year.
Really?
Yeah, this year he's making $10
million. 15 minutes a game?
$10 million, I said.
Yeah.
Timeout on the floor. 122 to 95 on the Jazz Radio Network. Utah Jazz in complete control, 122 to 95, while another free throw is still to be taken. Let's find out who our University of Utah Health next opponent is.
The Portland Trailblazers.
Here's Lillard outside for 3, drilled it. Bounces over to Powell, dashes to the rim for the two-hand. Nurk into the lane, to the glass, lead it inside to CJ. Lost it, picks it up, he's got 5. He'll drive it into the lane with 3. Outside he finds Powell, raises it.
Still to the turnover, okay, Rocco.
Brilliant Kevin Calabro on the call there for the Portland Trailblazers to come to town Monday. Hughes drives, gives to Oni, over to Butler. Here's 3, number 20. 20 of 3 of the night for the Utah Jazz. 125-95. Satoransky lobs to Hayes. The big-time athlete out of Texas can't follow. Rebound battled for, jousted for. Oni comes out with it, gives to Hughes. Elijah played at Syracuse, started his career at Eastern Carolina, gives to Pascal, started his career at Fordham, transferred to Villanova, over to Butler, started, or to Forrest, played all 4 years at Florida State, misses. We have all college players on the floor. Wow, that doesn't happen very often. Hayes dunks it.
And Hayes checks in and gets 15 quick points.
And he is not so pleased that he's not playing, so these are statement points.
6'11", 220.
Ninth pick of the draft? What do you have? Do you have it down?
Ninth.
So that's, oops.
Oops.
Butler, step back 3, angle right, no good. Satoransky on the fast break. Over to Murphy for 3, good. He's their best shooter on the whole roster.
So far tonight.
Alvarado just tried to play the equivalent of a hidden ball trick. He literally went into the corner, hid in the corner, and as the 3 went up, and then waited to get behind Jared Butler as he was running up the front court to try to steal it from behind. It's the basketball equivalent of the hidden ball trick as Trent Forrest is fouled. Forrest free throw is good.
If you think about this, this has been a very fast basketball game.
Nobody walks but the mailman, Ron Boone.
Yeah.
Trent Forrest's second free throw good as well. Monday night against the Portland Trailblazers. Tickets are available at utahjazz.com. That'll be a fun one. Dame's in the house. Portland's got it back together a little bit. Chauncey Billups coaching. The funny thing is they have a great offense and a terrible defense. Wow, that's exactly what they were under Terry Stotts. Jackson Hayes diving on the floor for a loose ball. Flares it to Murphy and hits. 127-103. 34 seconds left. Butler crosses Hayes over. Jitterbugs. Kicks to the corner. And Oney steps out of bounds. The Jazz get their blowout win after a disappointing loss. And the weirdest thing about it is Jazz didn't feel very good about themselves today, and they still have things to work on, but they are two reviews away from a seven-game win streak. But they don't have a seven-game win streak because that's the way it works. You don't actually get to fix that, but that's literally the case. 127-105. As the Jazz win it tonight.